We're on Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph, eight lines up from the bottom of the Daf. The Mishnah told us at the beginning of the Perek that the Shechita of Chatos has to take place Bitzafon, and the Kabbalah's Dom also Bitzafon. The Gemara wants to know Minolon. Chatos Minolon Deboy Tzafon. What is the source in the Torah that the Shechita of Tzafon is a requirement with regard to a chatos? And the Gemara answers, Dichsiv, in the parsha of Seiras Izim, which a yochid brings lechatoso in Vayikra Dalet, it says, V'shachates hachatos bimkom ha'ola. That the shechita of the chatos should be implemented in the same place where the shechita of the ola is implemented. And that's based on Vishachat Osa. And in the case of Chatos, we learned at the beginning of the Perek that the requirement of Tzafon, when it says here Es HaChatos, is derived in a binyan Av, that anything that's called Chatos requires Tzafon. And if you remember, we applied this to both Chatos Hachitzonios and Chatos Pnimios. The Mishnah actually opens up with Chatos Pnimios, and we had a discussion about why that's so. And now, if the Pasuk wouldn't have said here, V'shachat es hachatos, then perhaps we would derive from a binyan Av that only Chatos Chitzonios Ke'en Se'iras Yochid, and therefore we need the extra Es HaChatos, which is here by the Gemara, a source for which we derive Chatos Pnimios. In other words, in the parsha of Chatos Yochid, which is a Chatos Chitzona, the Torah says, V'shachat Es HaChatos B'makom HaOla. And the Torah could have said V'shachat Osa, why does it go out of its way to say Es HaChatos? And the answer is that even though the Chatos is mentioned at the beginning of the Pasuk, it repeats Es HaChatos at the end of the Pasuk in order to establish a binyan Av that anything that's categorized as Chatos, whether or not it's Chitzona, as in this context, Seira of a Yachid, or a Chatos Pnimios, also requires Tzafon. And therefore Tzafon in Shechita is a requirement straight across the board in any case of Chatos. However, Ashkechan Shechita Kabbalah Minolan, how do we know that the Kabbalah Saddam has to take place in Tzafon? Meaning, okay, he has to shech the behema in Tzafon. But perhaps he shechts the animal in the southern side of the Tzafon, which borders on Daron, and the actual Kabbalah Saddam in the Kli is done in the Daron. Or it's possible, alternatively, that he could shecht the Chatos in the Tzafon, and then he can drag the behema immediately after the shechita to the Dorom, and he can be makabel there, the dam. Dichsiv. But the Torah says in the next pasuk, V'lakach ha-kohen midoma be'etzba'o. And this word, lekicha, Chazal interpret to mean kabbalah sadam. In other words, that according to the Pshuto Shel Mikra, the Pasuk is talking about Lekichas HaKohen Es Adam B'Etzba'o, after it's already in the Kli, in order to implement the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach. However, Chazal Darshan, that the Lashon Lekicha, whenever it says, for example, Chatos V'Lokach HaKohen, and Lekicha is not only in Chatos, but we find it in other contexts. For example, in the Karban that Moshe brought at Har Sinai, at the end of Parashas Mishpatim, it says, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam v'yosem ba'agonos. That's what's called the Karbon of Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. And the Lekicha in that context, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam, is Kabbalah Sadam. So too, Lekicha in Chatos is also considered and interpreted as Kabbalah Sadam. So, in other words, we read this pasuk v'lakacha kohen midama be'etzpa'o as if it is connected with the pasuk that came before it, which says bimkom hola, and then it says v'lakacha kohen. So we read it together. The end of the first pasuk is v'lakach bimakom ha'ola. Correct? It says v'shachad esachatos. We take the last two words bimakom ha'ola, and we connect them to the first two words in the next pasuk, which is v'lakacha kohen. And we define the halacha in this way, that just like bimkom ha'ola in the previous pasuk refers to the makom shchita, which is tzafon, so too the v'lakacha kohen, which we've already identified as kabbalas adam in the very next pasuk, is in the same location as the shchita, namely the kabbalas adam has to take place in the Tzafon, just like the Shechita has to take place in the Tzafon. So this is the Seder Apostle. It says, V'samaches yado al rosh ha-chatos, v'shachares chatos b'mokom ha'olo, v'lakacha kohen midam ha-chatos b'etzpa'o, v'nasan al karnos mizbach ha'olo. So now the Gemara wants to know the following. Okay, the Kabbalah Sadam has to take place Bitsophon. But where is the Kli itself? I'm sorry. The Kli itself has to take place in the Tzophon. But where is the Kohen himself? So the Gemara asks, Mikabel Atzmo Minolon. How do we know that the Kohen who's receiving the Dam, he himself has to be situated in Tzophon? Maybe the Shechita and the Kabbalah could be on the southernmost boundary of Tzophon. And he, the Kohen, is going to stretch his hands out and be mekabel the dam from the kli that's in the tzafon, but he himself is standing in the darom. And the Gemara answers, the Omar Kra, the pasuk says, v'lakach ha-kohen, and we're going to darshan it as if the word ha-kohen was written before the word v'lakach, and we're reading it ha-kohen v'lakach. Now the word v'lakach, which is after ha-kohen now, in the way we're rearranging the pasuk, is referring to the location of the kohen, and we're going to split the word v'lakach as if it said lo-kach. In other words, the kohen has to take himself, lo-kach, ha-kohen. The kohen has to take his own guf, and since the word HaKohen now, in the way we're dashing it, appears before the word V'lakach, so HaKohen V'lakach now reads V'HaKohen Lo-Kach. Lo means take himself. He has to take his own body. And he has to situate it in the same place where the Kabbalah Sadam has to be implemented, namely in the Tzafon. Now, the Achronim apply here the principle of Sarsehu, meaning that you, in Drushus, you're allowed to change the sequence of the words in the Pasuk. But there seems to be, as a general rule, some sort of a need for some sort of compelling rule to change the order of the words in a Pasuk. So we could ask in this case, what is the rule, you know, what is the justification, the time for rearranging the pasuk instead of v'lakach ha-kohen, ha-kohen v'lakach, meaning lo-kach. So he quotes here in the footnote the Taras HaKodesh, ma tam sheyesh lahafoch es seder amil pasuk zeh mishum shachrei shalamdu chachamim shel lekicha amura kan yikabol sadam shuv yefsho lefarish es apostle kilshono shim kein mau bi etzpa'o hare ein kabol sadam nas es be'etzpa'o val kochach sareis hamikra vidarshehu. In other words, there's an inherent problem here in reading the pasuk kipshuto since we already determined that Velokach HaKohen is a reference to Kabbalas Adam, then it cannot be that that this pasuk can be interpreted literally, because it says Be'etzba'o. And how could we talk about Be'etzba'o with regard to Kabbalas Adam? That doesn't make any sense. And that's why we have a kind of sarsehu. When it says V'lakach HaKohen midama Be'etzba'o, even though the word V'lakach is referring to Kabbalas Adam, and then Be'etzba'o is a problem, we're going to say HaKohen V'lakach, and it's referring to where the Kohen has to be situated when he's Mekabel Adam, namely in the Tzofon. Ashkechan L'mitzvah. So we've already derived the conclusion that Chatos needs Tzofon, both at Shechita and at Kabbalas Adam, but that's only a mitzvah. How do we know it's Li'akev Minayin? We have a principle of Kodshim that unless the Torah repeats itself, it's not Li'kuv, it's only the mitzvah. So the Gemara answers, Kra Achrino Ksiv. We have another pasuk, again in the parasha of Sa'ir, but this is not the Sa'ir HaYachid, but rather in the parasha in the fourth chapter of Vayikra of the Nesi'im, that the Nesi'im would bring korbanos for the Chanukah Sabmishkan. And here in the note it says here Nasi Hu Melech, that the word Nasi here in this context is a reference to a Melech. And if he brings a chatos, he doesn't have the same status as a hedjot. A regular rank and file citizen will bring a chatos from either, as we mentioned in the past, a kizba or a seiras izim, which is a female goat. But in the case of the nasi, his chatos is sa'ir izim zohar. The Torah specifies it's got to be a goat, a male goat. Oh, so the pasuk says, "V'shachat oso b'makom asher yishchat es ha'ola." If you remember, we had quoted this pasuk earlier, "V'shachat es ha'chatos b'makom ha'ola." That was pasuk chavtes in Perek Daled. Now we're going five pasukim earlier. In the case of the Nasi, and there it says, V'yashachat oso b'makom asher yishchat es ha'ola. And if this pasuk is coming to teach me that the shechit has to be b'tzofon, it's totally superfluous, because we've already derived from the se'ir of a yachid, where it says, a few psukim later, V'yashachat es ha'chatos b'makom ha'ola, that chatos, all chatos, require shechit b'tzofon. So it must be that the Torah is repeating itself a second time around in this pasuk v'shachad osob mokom asher yishchad es ha'ola to teach me that it's la'akev, that tzofon is li'ikuva. So now the psukim from which we derive that tzofon is li'ikuva with regard to shechita are only with regard to shechita. Where does Kabbalah fit into this picture? How do we know that Shina Lava Kosov Liakev applies to Kabbalah? So the Shita Mekubetza says that in Seiras Yochid, since it says V'lakacha Kohen Midam HaChatos, which is a reference to Kabbalah, and that Pasuk is immediately following the Pasuk of B'makom Ha'ola, of V'shachat Oso B'makom Asher Yishchat Es Ha'ola, so the Pasuk of V'lakach of Kabbalas Adam comes immediately in the aftermath of the pasuk that requires tzofon with regard to shechita. So we therefore assume that the lokach in Kabbalas Adam is the same, requires the same requirement of tzofon as v'shachat, as the previous pasuk where it says v'shachat also b'makom asher yishchat es ha'ola, requiring tzofon. Now the Gemara brings a brisa which is going to establish a drasha from the same pasuk as far as tzofon b'chatos likuva. V'tanya b'braisa, we have a braisa with regard to the soyer nasi, and it says there v'shachat oso b'makom, v'shachat oso b'makom asher yishchat es ha'ola, as we saw just previously. And heichon ola nishchata batzafon, afze here too, in the case of soyer nasi, his shchita, the shchita of his chatas is bitzafon. And now we're going to take a look at memches on the beis. So the Gemara, the Bryce itself asks the question, v'chimikan atolami, do you need this special pasuk in Seir Nasi to teach you shchitas of batzafon lo kvar nemar? We have the pasuk in Vayikra Vav. Now again, the pasuk in Seir Nasi is in Vayikra Dalet. If we fast forward to Prakim to Vayikra Zion, the Torah says, "B'makom asher tishachet ha'ola tishachet hachatos," and this pasuk is meant to teach us that all chatos require makom asher tishachet ha'ola required tzafon, and therefore there's no reason why Sawyer Nasi, in his chatos, the Torah should go out of its way to have to teach me tzafon. It's already included in all chatos. Halama yotza. So why did the Torah have to give me the tzafon requirement in Shchitas Sar Nasi? Is there something different about Sar Nasi that generates a need for taking it perhaps outside of the klal of all chatos and questioning the requirement of tzafon, and therefore the Torah had to go out of its way to mention tzafon in Sar Nasi? And the answer is, says the Braisa, the reason why the Torah had to go out of its way in Sar Nasi to spell out Tzafon is l'kvolo makom, which means to restrict and require that the shchita of the Sar Nasi must take place in the Tzafon, and that's l'ikuva. Shim lo shchata batzafon pasul, that in the case of the chatos of a seer nasi, tzafon is likuva. So the Braisa asks the question, ata omer shalakach yotza, o eina ela sheton tzafon, v'ein acher ton tzafon. The Braisa is now questioning the premise that the extra pasuk in Sar Nasi to require tzafon is to come to teach you that tzafon is likuva, and it's kind of a ribui to tell you that this requirement of tzafon is likuva. So it's a kind of shina lav akasav shana lav akasav liakev. Maybe the extra pasuk of tzafon in Sar Nasi is coming as a miut, and that is a ribui, to exclude some other case. And what is that other case? That perhaps Sar Nasi was taken out of the klal in order to teach us that tzafon is mi'akev, and ein Sayer Acher Ton Tzafon. So take, for example, in other Seirim, Ledugma, we have Seire Yom HaKippurim, we have Seire Moados, we have Seire Avodah Zarah. Maybe there, the requirement of Tzafon is only Lechatchila, but it's not Ma'akev. Because when it says V'shachat Oso, and that means that the shchitas they place in tzafon, that's referring to regular chatos, but not to seire chatos. And maybe since the Torah in the seir chatos of the nasi went out of its way to point out that you need tzafon, it's implying that in other seirim you do not need tzafon, or at least it's only the mitzvah, not likuva. Talmud Lomar, we go back to the pasuk in Seiras Yochid, which is in Vayikra Dal, v'shachat es achatos bimkom hola, And ze bona av, this is a binyan av, lechol hachatos shoots to unos tzofon. So therefore, anything that's a chatos, lav dafka sa'ir nasi, but all the other sa'irim that we mentioned before, Yom HaKippur, Moados, and Avodazor, they also are included in this binyan av, derived from chatos, that tzofon is a requirement. Again, we only know that tzofon is a requirement l'chatchila. In the case of sar nasi, tzofon is likuva, but we still don't know that in other se'irim, or for that matter in other chatos, that the requirement of tzofon is indispensable, it's critical. But in any event, getting back to our pasuk, the pasuk of v'shachat es hachatos b'makom ola, teaches me a hekesh that all chatos require tzofon. And the pasuk could have said v'shachat osa, as we pointed out earlier, didn't have to say v'shachat es hachatos, because chatos was mentioned in the beginning of the pasuk. It must be that es hachatos, which is superfluous, is coming to teach me a ribui for all chatos. For example, all se'irim that we mentioned before, lav dafka sar nazir, that we need tzofon. So it's clear from this brisa that the pasuk that it says by sar nasi is going to come and teach us the din of tzofon in chatos, that it's likuva. But the Gemara doesn't understand how that works. Ashkechan sar nazir, that the requirement of tzofon in sar nazir is bein lemitzvah bein liakev, because the Torah took sar nazir, nasi, I keep saying nazir, I mean to say nasi, out of the klal of all karbonos, and reiterated its requirement of tzofon as a second time around to teach me that tzofon is ma'akev. But shar chatos, in the cases of all other chatos, leaving out sa'ir nasi, nami, we could ask the question, ashkechan lemitzvah, but li'akev minolan. We know that there's a general requirement in Chatos, in Vayikra Vav, of Tzofon, because the Torah says, "B'makom asher tishachet ha'ola, tishachet ha'chatos." And in Ola, we know that Tzofon is a requirement. So too, by virtue of this equation between Chatos and Ola, we know that Tzofon is a requirement in Chatos as well. However, how do we know that that's not L'mitzvah and it's even L'kuva? That the whole heksher, the entire heksher karvon depends upon on tzofon. Its Gemara answer is dichsiv, because of the pasuk bekizba uksiv b'seira in Perek Dalet of Sefer Vayikra with regard to the kizbas yachid. Right, remember that we mentioned earlier that a chatos, if somebody eats chaylev b'shogi, has two options in terms of what carbon to bring. He can either bring a kizba or a se'ira. And the Torah, when it specifies or addresses kizba, and the same with regard to se'ira, repeats the requirement of tzofon. Because with regard to a kizba, the Torah says in Perek Dalet, it says v'shachat osa, lachatos, b'makom asher yishchat es ha'ola, requiring tzofon. And in Se'iras Yachid, we have again the Torah repeating itself, v'shachat es hachatos b'makom ha'ola. And we're talking about a Se'iras Yachid. And it says b'makom ha'ola. And there was a ribui here for Se'ira Yom HaKippurim Moados and Avodah Zarah, that they required tzofon l'mitzvah l'chatchila, but the pasuk by kizba is now superfluous, and it must be that we apply the principle here of shina kasuv li'akev, that this din of tzofon that's mentioned explicitly in the case of kizba is coming to teach us that in all chatos tzofon is ma'akev. Now in the braisa, we learned that the pasuk in Seir Nazir, Vayikra Dalet, Vishachat Oso, is not a miut to exclude all other Seirim din Tzofon, And already we have in Seiras Yachid that the Torah went ahead and was marbe the din of Tzafon. So now we have to ask the question, for what reason did the Torah have to tell me in Sa'ir Nazir Vishachat Oso? Gemara asks, Ella Oso Lomali, why do we need in Seir Nazir Oso? What's it coming to exclude? Oso is a classical mute, and the Gemara answers, Mi Boilel Chidasanya Oso Bat Sofon, Vi Ein Seir Nachshon Bat Sofon. So I initially made a little bit of a mistake when I spoke about Seir Nasi. I thought it was referring to the Nasi Hashvatim, the Yud Beis Nasiim, who were bringing their korbanos for the Chanukah Samishkan. That was a mistake on my part. The Seir Nasi is referring to a melech, that parasha. But now we're going to the parasha of the Nasiim, and the first Nasi to come forward and bring his karbon at the time of the Chanukah Sabayis in the parsha that we read tomorrow in Mirtz Hashem is Nachshon L'Shevet Yehuda. He's the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. And at the time of the Chanukah Samizbeach in the Midbar, when each one of the Nasiim of each one of the Shvatim brings his karbon, and he brings a soles Torres, Bekli Kesef, Zahav, Olos, Shlomim, Visarech, Lechatos, as the Torah goes into great detail. The Gemara here mentions Seir Nachshon, because Nachshon was the first of the Nesiim, but the true intention of the Gemara is for all the Seirim that are brought, or were brought, I should say, by the Nesiim, at the time of the Chanukas, Hamizbeach. And in the case of Seir HaNasiim, we'll call them, not the Nasi, the Melech, I mean the Yud Beis Nasiim and the Yud Beis Shvatim at time of Chanukas HaMizbeach, there's no requirement of Tzafon. So even though the Karban was brought by the Nasi, it was not a Karban al Chet, and therefore it doesn't require Tzafon, which is typical of a carbon that's Ba'al Chet. The Gemara now tries to clarify, based on a braisa, why was it necessary for a special pasuk to exclude Sarin Nachshon, that it doesn't require Tzafon. Visanya, we learned in a braisa with regard to Sarin Nasi, Visamach Yado Al Rosh HaSair, the pasuk could have said Visamach Yado Al Rosho, because the Sa'ir was mentioned in the very previous pasuk. So why does it say Al Rosh HaSa'ir? So the Braisa answers, L'Rabos Seir Nachshon L'Smicha Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The Chiddush here is that the Seir of Nachshon, meaning the Seirim of the Yud Beis Shvatim, requires Smicha. That means he has to be so much Yodav al Rosha before the Shechita, as any carbon yachid requires. And that's from the extra words, V'samach Yado al Rosh HaSair, instead of just simply saying, V'samach Yado al Rosho. And all this is Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Omer, what he says is, L'rabos se'irei avodos kochavim l'smicha, that the ribu here is not for the se'irei hanesiim, meaning Nachshon, Sa'ir Nachshon, but rather it's telling us that the se'irei avodos kochavim requires smicha. Now this machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon appears in Menachos and Daf Tzadi Beis. And they argue about what the Torah says in the parsha of Soya Mishtaleach, in Parshas Achrimos, Vayikra Tezayin V'samach Aaron Es Shtei Yadav Al Rosh HaSair HaChai. And it sounds like Dafka on the Rosh HaSair HaChai he had to smicha, but not on any other korban. What's it coming to exclude? So according to Rabbi Yehuda there in Menachos, it's coming L'mayit Se'iras
avoda seire avoda zara, that they don't require smicha. Reb Shimon, on the other hand, says that rak soyim shalech ton smicha bi aron afal pisha eno nechshav bailim olav. That even though there's no personal ownership on the part of Aaron on this carbon, or this Soya Mishtaleach, nevertheless, Aaron does the smicha. He's not called a bailim, but he does the smicha. Now, according to Reb Shimon, the Kohanim are not miskaprim b'seir zeh. Oh, but let's go back to the Shita of the Chachamim, of Reb Yehuda. Avol se'iri avodah zara, enom tu'udim smicha bi'aron. So there's a contrast here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whereas Rabbi Shimon holds that there's a miut here in the Pasuk V'samach Aaron in Sarah Mishtalech to exclude Se'iri Avodas Kachom, they don't need smicha. Rabbi Shimon, on the other hand, holds that Sarah Mishtalech requires smicha, and Se'iri Avodas Zarah did not require smicha. So it seems like both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon excludes Se'irei Avodah Zarah from smicha. And yet our Gemara says here that L'rabos Se'irei Avodah Zarah L'smicha. Now, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Menachos regarding the requirement of smicha, how do we learn that pasuk in Sarah Mishtaleach that requires smicha? And that's the Soyer HaChai, V'somach Aaron Eshtei Yodav Al Rosh HaSoyer HaChai, as if to exclude some other case from Smicha, another Soyer, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's coming to be Mamai to exclude Soyer Avodah Zarah that doesn't require Smicha. Rabbi Shimon holds that only a Soyer Mishtaleach needs Smicha, the Aaron, even though, again, he's not the Bailam, as we said before. But Se'iri Avodah Zarah did not require smicha. Rabbi Shimon understands that the exclusion of smicha by Se'iri Avodah Zarah, in contrast to Sarah Mishtalech, is the smicha of Aaron, that whereas Aaron, the Torah requires smicha in the Sarah Mishtaleach, despite the fact that he's not the Bailim. In Avodah Zarah, Aaron will not be required to do the smicha. But now when we get to Sanhedrin, with regard to Sira Avodah Zarah, they are really the Bailim of the Karbon, insofar as they represent Klal Yisrael, and there was an Avera of Avodah Zarah based on the incorrect mistaken psak of Sanhedrin vis-a-vis one of the various avodos of Avodah Zarah. Now, we don't really have a positive requirement of smicha on the part of Sanhedrin in the case of Se'iri Avodah Zarah. We know that Aaron is excluded by virtue of the pasuk of Soya Mishtaleach, but we don't know what's the deal with the real true Bailim. So where Aaron is not the Bailim, here we have a contrast between Sarah Mishtalech, where the Torah requires smicha, as opposed to Seir Avodah Zarah, where Aaron is not the Bailim, he doesn't require smicha. But what about the true Bailim of Seir Avodah Zarah, namely the Sanhedrin? We don't know that they require smicha. And that's what the Gemara here derives from Soyer Nasi. Remember that we had an extra pasuk requiring smicha in the parasha of Soyer Nasi, because again in Soyer Nasi it says V'samach Yado Rosh HaSa'ir, and that's coming to be Marbe the Se'iri Avodas Kochavim L'smicha, and again this will be the smicha of Sanhedrin. And Salket Aitramina, we would have thought Ho'il meaning in the case of Se'irei Nachshon and the Se'irei Nesim of the Shvatim, Israbu L'smicha. Now we have a ribui for smicha in the parasha of Soyer Nasi. That's what we started with the pasuk V'somach Yado al rosh hasair, and therefore israbu nami litzafon. I would have thought, therefore, that the shechita of tzafon would be a requirement even in the case of sar nachshon, kamash malon. Therefore, the pasuk also in sar nasir is coming as a miut to tell you dafka ton tzafon, who ton tzafon, but Seirei Nachshon, Seirei Nasi Ashvatim, Enom, Teunim, Tzafon. Now, remind me that I want to discuss this whole discussion. I want to discuss this whole question, this whole sugi about Seirei Nasiim. Why the Gemara is spending so much time to determine exactly what the requirements were in terms of Tzafon, in terms of Smicha? After all, the halacha is only for that moment in time. We usually say Maida Hava Hava, and we don't have to really rack our brains and figure out what went on then if it has no influence beyond that context. So remind me, I want to get back to that either today or tomorrow. Maskif lo Ravina. Ravina asks the following question on this beer in the Gemara. It's a hanich lo Rabbi Yehuda. We can understand according to Das Rabbi Yehuda, who has a ribui for sar nachshon le din smicha, and therefore I need a mute mi din tzafon, and that's also that since we had a ribui of smicha, now I might think, well, let's require tzafon as well, and that's why we need the word also to exclude tzafon in the case of Sirei Nisim. Is Rabbi Shimon, however, according to Rabbi Shimon, Michael and Meimar, Rabbi Shimon never accepted the ribui of Seir Nachshon for smicha. Right, according to Rabbi Shimon, he used it for Seir Avodas Kochavim. Is Michael and Meimar? Why, according to him, do I need a mute of Din Safon in the case of Seir and Nesiim? Why do I need the word also in the parish of Sar Nasi? That's the Kasha of Ravina. And now the Gemara questions Ravina's premise that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we do understand why the Torah was compelled to add also as a mute. Amalei mar zutra berei derav tavi leravina. Well, Rabbi Yehuda minicha, you assume that according to Rabbi Yehuda, everything fits in well, and we can justify the mute, the extra also as a mute. Even l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda, l'maydis rabbi yisrabi, l'maydis lois rabbi lois rabbi. There was a ribui for Seir Nachshon as far as smicha is concerned, but why should we assume, therefore, that there'll be a ribui of Seir Nachshon in Tzafon, that the ribui would apply to Tzafon as well? We don't have a ribui for Tzafon. So why do you need a pasuk also as an extra pasuk to be memayit, Tzafon, v'chitem, if you'll say, ilo ma'ate krav, the Torah hadn't excluded Seir Nasi from the requirement of Tzafon. Is then Sar Nasi from the requirement of Tzafon? Is Hava Mina Tese Bebinyan Av? All Seirim can be derived from Seiras Yachid. And in the case of Seiras Yachid, we know that there's a requirement of Tzafon, so let's expand that and extend that to include all Seirim. And that would include even Sar Nasi. And that seems to be a good argument to justify why we need the Oso to exclude Tzafon with regard to Seir HaNesiim. So Gemara says, "Imkein smicha gufa teisei mibinyanav." Let's derive in Sar Nachshon, in the Sar HaNesiim, the din of smicha mibinyanav from Seir HaYachid. So why did Rabbi Yehuda need a special ribui in the parasha of Nasi v'samach yadol rosh hasayir for smicha, to derive smicha? Smicha should have been derived in a binyan av from all seirim. So in other words, if you're approaching the ribui of tzafon from the general halacha of all seirim in a binyan av from seir es yachid, then as far as smicha is concerned, we should likewise derive smicha in Sar Nasi, Sar Nachshon, from the equation to Siras Yachid that requires Smicha. So why do Rabbi Yehuda need a special Rivui of a Samach Yodah Rosh HaSayir in the case of Sayir Nachshon Ela? You have no choice but to assume that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda did not derive the din of Smicha in Sar Nasi or Sar Nachshon from Seiras Yachid is because Ki Sha'a Midoros Lagamrina. We cannot derive the din of Sar Nachshon, which is only a carbon that was brought Lahoras Sha'a, from the din of Sar Yachid of Seiras Yachid. In other words, this is a karban. Siras Yachid is a karban that's noig l'doro. Sar Nasiim or Nachshon is only nogea l'sha for that particular period of time. So therefore, Achinami, we're going to use the same logic as far as Tzafon is concerned. Shal midoros lo gamrina. And again, even according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, we don't justify a need to exclude Sayer Nachshon from Tzafon. Meaning we don't justify the Oso of Sayer Nasi, because Sayer Nasi is only L'sha, and L'sha Midoros Lo Gamrina. So there's no reason to assume, or as a Havmin, that you would require Tzafon in Sayer Nasi. So based on all these questions, the Gemara now completely rejects the original explanation and now offers an alternative explanation. Why is it that the Torah in Sar Nasi had to add the word Oso? V'ela Oso Bat Sofon V'ein Shochet Bat Sofon. That maybe the word Oso is coming to teach you that the carbon has to be set up in the Tzafon at the time of the Shechita, but the Shochet himself, who's shechting the Sayer, he doesn't have to stand in the Tzafon. He could stand Samuch, B'makom Darom, and he can extend his arm out to do the Shechita of the Sayer in the Tzafon. And that's what the Pasuk also is coming to teach us, that the Shochet doesn't have to be in the Tzafon. He's not standing, he's not well grounded in the Tzafon. So the Gemara now asks, this din in Shochet, that he doesn't have to stand b'tzafon, is we don't have to derive it from the pasuk or the Lashon HaPasuk HaKosuv b'sar nasi, b'drav achya nafka. We have the drasha of achya that's going to teach us that the Kohen can stand in the Dorom, doing the Shechita in the Tzafon. I don't need the Oso. And how does Rav Achya derive this? The Pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra in Korban Olah says, V'shachat Oso al Yerach HaMizbech Tzafona Ma Talmud Lomar. What is the Pasuk adding the word Oso here? V'shachat Oso. He could have said, V'shachto al Yerach HaMizbech Tzafona. L'fisha Matzinu. We found in the case of Kabbalah Saddam that the Kohen himself has to be Omed B'tzafon, and that was the din of the Atzmo Shalkon, the Gufa Shalkon, because it said V'lokach HaKohen, and we read it as HaKohen V'lokach, referring to Kabbal Saddam, is V'im Omed B'dorom V'hoshit V'kibel Tzafon Pasul. If the Kohen's feet are not grounded in the Tzafon, even though he stretches his arm out to be mekabel the dam in a kli sharis in the Tzafon, nevertheless the Kohen is posel. That's not considered Tzafon until the Kohen is well grounded in the Tzafon. It's yachal, I might think. Af ze. Ken. Even the case of a shochet, if he stands bedarim and he shechts b'tzafon, the Kohen would be posel. In other words, our suggestion that the extra word Oso in the parasha of Sar Nasi, Anasi, was coming to teach me that the Shochet himself doesn't have to stand B'Tzafon. He can do his Smicha when he stands B'Darom. And not only that, he can do the Shechita when he stands B'Darom and he puts his hand into the Tzafon in Shechts. The Gemara rejects that, because in truth, I don't need the word Oso in the parasha of Sar Nazir to establish that the Kohen doesn't have to be in the Tzofet, he can be standing in the Dorm. I know that already from an exclusion of Miut in the Parsha of Ola. Because in the Parsha of Ola, says Rabbi Achyo, there's an extra pasuk here of Veshachat Oso, the extra Oso, and that's going to tell me that even though we establish in Kabbalah Saddam that the Kohen himself has to be standing B'Tzofon, it's not enough that he's Makabal Adam in a Kli B'Tzofon. I might have thought that we extend that principle to Shechita itself. And if the Shochet stands in the Dorom and he Shechs B'Tzofon, the Korban would be Pasul. That's why the Torah says in the Parash of Korban Olah, V'Shachat Oso. Oso means the Korban has to be Al Yerech HaMizbeach Tzofona in Tzofon. But the Shochet himself doesn't have to stand B'Tzofon. So I don't have any need for the word Oso, the extra word Oso in the Parash of Sar Nazir, to tell me that B'Shach Shechita B'Tzofon, the Shochet can stand B'Dorom. I know that explicitly from the Miut in the Parasha of Ola, where it says Oso, in the Pasuk V'Shachat Oso Al Yerech HaMitzbeach Tzofona, that the Korban has to be Shechted, meaning the Korban has to be located B'Tzofon, but not the Kohen. So now the Gemara has again rejected our second possibility of how to justify the extra word Oso in the Parsha of Sa'ir Nasi. And now the Gemara is going to suggest a third possibility for the Oso in Sa'ir Nasi. Ella, but rather, what's the Oso of Sa'ir Nasi? Oso Batzofon V'ein Ben Of Batzofon. In other words, the case of Sa'ir Nasi is a case of a behema, a carbon behema, and that needs Shechita Batzofon. What about the case of Of, which doesn't require Shechit at all? It requires Malika. For example, Malika's Torim Ubnei Yona. Does that Malika have to take place in the Tzafon? And where does this Ben Of come to fruition and the requirement of Tzafon? So this we find in the Parsha of Yoledes in Vayikra Yud Beis. She has to bring an Ola and a Chatos, and she brings Torim Obnei Yona, and there's no Shechita here in this case, but rather Malika B'tziporin Shel Kohen HaMakrivon. And the question is there a din of Tzofon over here? In this parasha of Chatos Yoledes, or Olas Yoledes in Vayikra Yud Beis, there's no mention of Tzofon, but we should apply the general rule of Tzofon of an Ola Nechatos to the case of the Ola Nechatos of the Oledes. But the answer is, since the Ola Nechatos of the Oledes are B'nai Of, therefore they don't require Tzofon. The requirement of Tzofon is only with regard to Behema, like we saw in the case of Sa'ir Nasi. And the Gemara is going to now quote a Braisa to derive this din, that also derives this din, that there is no requirement of Tzofon in Ben Of, meaning in the case of Ola or Chatos Yoledes, which are B'nai Torah, Torah and B'nai Yona. But before we see this Braisa, I just want to add another point. In the Gemara's Kasha, from which it rejected the possibility that Oso in Seir Nasi was coming to free the Kohen of the requirement of Tzofon, meaning in terms of where his feet are grounded, because the Gemara quotes this drush of Rabbi Chiya in the Braisa, Rabbi Achya in the Braisa, that because it says Oso in the Parsha of Ola, and that already teaches me that the Shochet doesn't have to stand in the Tzofon, he could be in the Dorom and stretch his arm out to do the Shechita in the Tzofon. That pasuk is in the parsha of Ola. We're discussing now Chatas. But the answer is that since the din of Tzofon in all Chatos is derived from Ola, as the Gemara mentioned on Amud Aleph, therefore if we see in Ola that the Shochet doesn't have to stand but Tzofon, then for sure with regard to other karbonos, meaning chatos, which are derived from Ola, certainly there's no requirement that the Kohen stand in the Tzofon. Desanya, we learned in a Braisa, Yochel, I might think, Shiyahei ben of ta'un. Again, we're talking about Malika bet Safon. Vit dinhu, and I have even a logically compelling argument to assume that the requirement of Tzafon should certainly apply in the case of a ben of. And what is that kal v'chomer? The kal v'chomer is from Olas ben Tzon. That's what the Sfasemis learns here, based on the Torah's Kohen. And Uma ben Tzon, which is Kal. Why is ben Tzon called Kal in comparison to ben Ov? Shalo kavalo Kohen. It means that the Shechita of the ben Ov in the parasha of Ola does not require a Kohen, but rather we apply the principle of Shechita Kshera Bizar. But in the case, but and nevertheless, the Torah requires Tzafon. Is how much more so? It goes without saying that in the case of Ben Of, where the Torah is even more machmir, Shekavalo Kohen, the Malika must be done by a Kohen because of the pasuk at the beginning of Vayikra in Ola Sof. It says Vehikrivo HaKohen El Hamizbeach Umalak Es Rosho. He says, "No, did she Kavalo Tzafon?" You know, in the case of Tzon in Ola, you have a din of Shechita Kshera Bizar, which puts it on a lower level vis-a-vis Ben Of, where the Torah says V'krivo HaKohen HaMizbeach U'malak. So the Kohen requires the corresponding Malika, corresponding to Shechita. So therefore, we'd certainly think that the Malika has to be done b'tzafon, Talmud Lomar, therefore we need a Pasuk v'shachat oso. And that Pasuk of v'shachat oso is in the parasha of Sa'ir, of Nasi Sa'ir. You can call it Nasi Sa'ir, I should call it Sa'ir Nasi. That oso is coming to tell you that only in the Sa'ir Nasi do we need Tzafon, but Ben Of doesn't need Tzafon. And now the Gemara questions this premise that Ben Tzon is Kal vis-a-vis Ben Of. Says the Gemara, Mala Ben Tzon, it has a real Tzad Chumra, Shekein Kavalo Kli. In the case of Ben Tzon, the Zrika can only be done after the Kabbalas Adam Bikli. So he shechts the Tzon. Okay, that's a requirement of Sakin. And then there's a requirement of Kabbalas Adam Bikli. So the Sakin is a Kli, and that's called the Kli Shechita. And the Mizrak is a Kli for Kabbalas Adam. And that's the Chumra of Tzon, and therefore it requires Tzafon. But in the case of Ben Of, which is relatively Kal, because the Malika can be done without a Sakin, meaning without a Kli Shoreis, but Tziporno Shel Kohen, and there is no din of Kabbalah's Dam at all, the Kohen takes the Of that has been Shechted, and the Mazes Domo Migufo El HaMizbeach, so the blood goes from the Guf of the Of onto the Mizbeach, is Ein Loma Sheyilman Mi Ben Son, Lios Ton Safun, Kamo. Just because the Torah requires Tzafon in the case of a Ben Tzon, therefore we assume that you require Tzafon in a case of a Ben Of. After all, the Torah is very machmir about Ben Tzon requiring Kli, both in the Kli that does the Shechita and in the Kli that's Makabel Adam. And we have no parallel whatsoever in the case of Of. So because of this, the Gemara rejects this third possibility and offers a fourth possibility. Why do we need the word oso in Sarya Nasi? Again, it's a pella, this whole sugi is going on and on and on just for one word, oso, that actually has three letters in it in the Torah. Ella, the Gemara says, why do we need oso in the parasha of Sarya Nasi? To teach you oso, tzarech lishchot b'tzof of the Ein Korban Pesach, Ta'un Shechita B'Tzafon. If he wants to shecht the Korban Pesach, anywhere, any place in the Azor is open to him. There's no requirement of Tzafon. And this is because Korban Pesach is Kachim Kalim. Kachim Kalim is the Shechita's B'chol Mokom Ba'Azorah. Now, the question is, what was the Havamina that Korban Pesach would require Tzofen, that we need also in the Parsha of Sir Nasi to exclude it? So we'll only know the answer to that question if we continue with the next Brisa. The Sanya, Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov Omer, Yochal, I might think Shei Pesach Ton Tzofen Vidinu. What was the logically compelling argument that Korban Pesach, despite the fact that it's Kodshim Kalim, would require Tzofen? And the answer is a kal v'chomer. Uma ola. Ola is relatively kal. Shekein lo kavalo zman l'shkitoso. The entire day is kosher l'shkita. And nevertheless, kavalo tzofon, the Torah requires that the shkita of an ola has to take place. Bit tzofon is how much more so Pesach, which is more chomer, shekavalo zman l'shkitoso. The only time that you can shech the Korban Pesach is Bein Arbayim from Chatzos midday and on. Is Einu Din Sheik Balot Tzofon. Certainly, you should require Tzofon. If you require Tzofon in Ola, how much more so should you require Tzofon in Korban Pesach? Is therefore Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk is coming to teach us V'shachat Oso, is Dafka huton shchita v'korban pesach eino ton shchita. So the Oso of Sar Nazir is coming to exclude a requirement, a havamin of requiring tzofon in the case of korban pesach. So the Gemara asks the following question. Again, the premise here of Rabbi Eliezer is that if we compare Ola to korban pesach is more chomer and Ola is considered kal. Is that really true? Mali Ola shekein kolil. Again, while it's true that Ola doesn't have this man kavua, which cuts out half the day, and in that sense the Torah is a little bit more lenient or liberal with regard to Ola, but on the other hand, Ola has a gvaldige chumra that it's nikteres kul al gav mizbeach. The entire Ola from head to toe is burnt on the mizbeach. And that's why the Torah requires tzofon. But in Pesach, which is relatively kal, only the emurim are nikterim l'mizbeach, is we don't have the logical habamina to say that we're going to derive Korban Pesach from Ola, and if Ola requires Tzofon, so therefore Korban Pesach would require Tzofon. So Gemara answers that Ola really is not going to be the basis for the habamina to require Tzofon and Korban Pesach, but rather Mchatos. Chatos doesn't have this chumra of Kolil, and Chatos has no kviyus man. We don't cut off after day for the kashrus or the hechshar korban in shechita, and nevertheless it requires tzofon. That we've already derived. Is kal v'chomer much more so Pesach? The Torah would certainly require tzofon. And again, Pesach sees Pesach as on the same level of Chatos. Chatos, unlike Oshem, is not Kulei Kolil, and Chatos has no Kviyus Man. Oh, so here's the nature on Kviyus Man L'Shchita is the following. If I understand this correctly, what the Gemara is saying is that although Pesach is Kodshim Kalim, and it's not like Chatos, which is Kodshim Kodshim, the requirement of Tzofon is in Kodshim Kodshim, not in Kodshim Kalim, nevertheless it was a Havamina that Shchitas HaPesach would require Tzofon. Tzofon, and the reason for that is because there's a chumra in Korban Pesach that we don't find in any other korban. That's kavalo zman. You can only bring the korban after chatzos. So therefore, we need the oso in the parsha of Sar Nasi to exclude tzofon as far as Korban Pesach is concerned. The Gemara is not happy with this. It could be possible that chatos needs tzofon because it does have a tzad chamur. Malachatos shekein mechaperes al chayve krisus. In the case of Chatos, he ate chelev, he ate dam, b'shogeg, hayyedne b'mezid, for that same aviru b'chayv kares, the Torah really is going to clamp down a big chumra, a great requirement in the case of Chatos, and that's tzofon. But in the case of Korban Pesach, which is not a korban that's being brought l'chaper, is therefore, we don't have to say that we're going to derive Pesach from Chatos. in Chatas, we really have a chumrah that would justify the requirement of tzafon. The chumrah, the stringency of Chatas, is that's baal achet. And again, chet, we're talking about chayvei krisus. But in the case of Pesach, there's no kapara element in Pesach. Is there's no reason to derive tzafon in Pesach from Chatas? So Gemara answers, may osham. Osham is not that severe, like Chatas. It's not coming to be mechaper on a chayvei krisus. And in the case of Osham, the Torah requires tzafon, even though it doesn't have the chumra neither of krisus nor of kriyas man l'shchitaso, is how much more so in Pesach, where there is a kriyas man l'shchitaso, is certainly, we might think, you need tzafon. The Gemara seems to be equating Osham with Korban Pesach in its Darga Sachumra, because Osham is not coming for an aver of Kores, but rather for Shvua Sheker, for Me'ilah, for Shivcha Harufa. And if these two Korbanos, Osham and Korban Pesach, are on the same level, then if Osham requires Tzafon, that's again indicated by the pasuk in Vayikra Zayin. It says, "B'mkom asher yishkatu asa olah, yishkatu asa asham." Then Korban Pesach would also require tzafon. But again, you might ask that Korban Pesach is only kodshi kalim. Why do you elevate it to the level of kodshi kodshim in order to in this havamin in order to require tzafon like kodshi kodshim of asham? So the answer is because Kavod lo's man l'shchitaso, meaning the shchita of the Korban Pesach is only from Chatzos and on, Bein Arbayim. And that's a special chumra in Korban Pesach that takes it out of the klal of other korbanos of Kodshim Kalim. So right now, if we would stop here, we again justify the requirement of Oso as a pasuk, as a drasha, to tell you in Sar Nasi that Oso needs tzafon, but Korban Pesach does not. So the Gemara asks the following question. Mala Osham Shekein Kodshi Kodshim. In other words, you're right. On the one hand, Osham doesn't have that chumra that we saw in Chatos of a Chiyuv Karis, an Aver Sheshbo Karis. And we saw that from various cases of Korban Osham, like Shvu Sheker or Me'ilah, or Shivcha Harufa. But on the other hand, it does have the chumra of being Kodshei Kodshim, and as such it requires Tzafon. Pesach is still Kodshim Kalim. So at this point, the Gemara is not saying what I wanted to suggest, which is the impression I got from the earlier sugya, the earlier part of this sugya, that Pesach might be different than Kodshim Kalim, insofar as Kavalei Zman L'Shchitasa. Now the Gemara says that since Asham is Kodshei Kodshim, we're not going to derive Kodshim Kalim, including Pesach, for the requirement of Tzafon Mikula Nami, Shekein Kodshei Kodshim. In other words, we cannot present the thesis that from the Tzad HaShava that equates Olin, Chatos, and Asham all together, that therefore even Pesach would require tzafon, because when we combine together the three categories of korbanos that we know for sure require tzafon, and they are Ola and Chatos and Osham, all of which require tzafon, but what's common to all three is they're all kodshei kodshim, and that's why they need tzafon. But Korban Pesach doesn't require tzafon because it's only kodshim kalim. So once again, we don't understand how to justify the oso in Sayer Nasi. Now the Gemara is going to go back and try to resurrect one of its previous suggestions, which was rejected. That was the second suggestion. Li Olam says, "More, let's go back and Amar Meikara, like we suggested back then, that Oso in Sarnasir is coming to exclude the Shochet, that even though the carbon itself has to be Bitsafon, but the Shochet doesn't have to be standing, he's not grounded, his feet are not grounded Bitsafon. And the reason why we reject this, the Kashalach Mi, the Rabbi Achia, Nafkal, and Rabbi Achia had a pasuk in Ola, where the Torah had an extra word, Veshachat Oso. The Oso is coming to tell you that the carbon has to be in the tzofen, but not the Kohen HaMakriv. And we wanted to assume that since in the case of Ola, which is the paradigm of tzofen, the Kohen doesn't have to be b'tzofen, is therefore any other carbon that requires tzofen, the Kohen doesn't have to be b'tzofen. And therefore, lav lemutei shochet b'tzofen, why do we need oso to exclude the exclusion, meaning to exclude the psul of a shochet who's standing with darom and doing the shechita in the tzofen, the carbon's in the tzofen. So the Gemara suggests the word oso in sarnasi is going to tell me the following. You've already excluded the requirement of Kohen Bitzofen, that the Kohen has to be standing in the tzofen. And you might think that just like in the case of Shechita, the requirement of tzofen is on the carbon itself, the animal, but not on the Kohen who's standing. He doesn't have to be standing in the tzofen. And that in Echinami we derive from the word oso in the parasha of Ola, as we saw in Rabbi Achia. But now I would go a step further and I would say maybe we should compare Kabbal Saddam to Shechita. And just like we saw in Shechita, the Kohen could be standing in the Dorom, so too the Makabalas Adam, the Kohen who's receiving the Dam, he too doesn't have to stand Bitzafon. Meaning he could stand right on the border of the Tzafon, but grounded in the Dorom, and stretch his hand out to be Makabal the Dam, if the Shechita was done immediately samuch, right near the boundary of Dorom. So therefore the Torah says in the parasha of Sarnasi also that only as far as Shechita is concerned can the Shochit be outside of the Tzofen standing in the Dorom, but as far as Kabbalas Adam, the Kohen has to stand in the Tzofen for Kabbalas Adam. So the Gemara is not happy with this either. Makabel, the fact that the Makabel requires Omeid B'tzofen, that the Kohen himself has to stand in the Tzofen, that we've already derived from the Pasuk of a Lokach HaKohen. And we interpret it through Sirus HaMikra as HaKohen V'Lokach, that he has to Kochach Lod, meaning he has to take his own body and situate it in the Tzofen, in order to do the Kabbalah Saddam. V'lokach is referring to Kabbalah Saddam. So the Lashon of the Pasuk in Chatos and Vayikra Dal, V'lokach HaKohen Midoma, we already interpreted on Amin Aleph, it's as if it said HaKohen Lokach. The Kohen has to take his goof over to the Makom of Kabbalah Saddam in the Tzofen. And if I don't need Oso in Sarin Nasir to establish that halacha, that in Kabbalah Saddam, the Kohen has to be standing in the Tzofen. So Gemara answers that Rabbi Achya, who derived his din of the Makabel from the word Oso that's written in Sarin Nasi, that with regard to Kabbalah Saddam as opposed to Shechita, the Kohen has to stand in the Tzofen. So the Gemara answers that lo mashmale, he doesn't hold of this drasha that v'lokach means lokach, that you split the word v'lokach into two. Therefore he needs the miut of oso in Sarnasi, and this is Rav Achya, in order to derive the conclusion that only in Shechita do we waive the requirement of amidas ha-kohen, meaning Raglia Kohen Bitzafon, but in Kabbalah that doesn't apply, meaning that the leniency that the Kohen could be outside of Tzafon doesn't apply in the case of Kabbalah, but rather in Kabbalah you absolutely need that the Kohen who's Makabal Saddam stand in the Tzafon. Now the Shita Megubetzes asks the following kasha. He says, if according to Rabbi Chiya, Rav Achya, excuse me. We don't dashen v'lokach lo kach. How are we going to derive that Tzafon in the case of the coin who's makabel Saddam is likuva, meaning you're only left with one drasha, and that's the Oso and the Pasha of Sayer Nasi. You don't have the extra pasuk of Kafal in the case of a lokach lo kach. So the Shittim of Getzis responds, and he says that we're going to derive the din of Kabbalah from a Hekesh. And what does that mean? Just like in Kabbalah, the Torah doesn't differentiate. And it is, we assume that Tzafon is absolutely Kuva, then we're going to assume that in Kabbalah, even the Tzafon of the feet of the Kohen is also Le'ikuva. Now, once we've clarified the din of Tzafon in Chatas, not only the mitzvah but Likuva, the Gemara now wants to know, how do we derive the din in Ola? That in Ola Tzafon is Likuva. So the Gemara says, Ashkechan Shchita bi Ola. We know that Lechatchil le mitzvah, the Torah requires Tzafon in a Korban Ola. As the pasuk says at the beginning of Vayikra in Korban Ola, it says v'shachat osal yerach ha'mizbeach tzafona. Kabbalah nami lemitzvah ashkech. And we also find that the Kabbalah Saddam in Ola requires tzafon, at least as far as a mitzvah lechat chila. And the Gemara has in mind the limud that we had in the brisa above of ein shochet b'tzafon av makabel b'tzafon. But how do we know in both the cases of Shechita and Kabbalah and Ola that the requirement of Tzafon is Li'akev? Minolan, how do we know this? Omer of Adabar Ava Vitema Rabba Bar Shilo Kal Vachomer Uma Chatos. Chatos is relative to Ola's Kal. Haba Mikoach Ola. And the din of Tzafon, that requirement is derived from Hekesh from Ola. So Ola becomes the paradigm for Tzafon. Because in Chatos it says, in Vayikra Vav Vimok Mashat Tishachet HaOla Tishachet HaChatos. And Ma'akeves, the requirement of Tzafon, is Ma'akev, as we learned in the Brice above. Kal v'chomer, how much more so in the Av, so to speak, if you have called it an Av Toldo, the Malamed as opposed to the Nilmad, but Ola, Sheba Chatas Mikocho, which is the source for the requirement of Tzafon in Chatos, is Eino Din Shema'akeves. So in other words, Chatos becomes Kala relative to Ola, because Chatos is requirement of Tzafon is derived from Ola, and if in Chatos Tzafon is Likuva, so for sure in Ola Tzafon is Likuva. So Gemara asks, is it really true? Is that accurate that Chatos is Kala relative to Ola? Mala Chatos. Maybe the Torah would be more machmir in Chatos regarding Tzafon, because she came a kaperes al chayve krisus. Tzafon is me'akiv in the case of Chatos for that reason, but in Ola, which is not, primarily is not l'kapara, maybe the Torah would drop the requirement of Tzafon at least as far as likuva b'di'evit. Omer Ravina says that Rav Ado did not mean to say that Chatos is kala than Ola. I mean, surely Chatos has a chumra of chayve krisus. But the logic of Rav Ado Barava was such that klum matzinu tofel chomer mina ikar. Again, not kala, but tofel. Meaning tofel in the sense that chatos is the nilmad. It's ola that generates the original requirement of tzafon. Chatos is tfela because it's nilmad from ola. And therefore, just like Tzafon is ma'akev in Chatos, how much more so it's going to be ma'akev in Ola. So Gemara is not happy with Ravina. Is it really true, as Ravina would have it, lo matzinu tofel chomer mina ikar? Omar le Rav Zutra bereid the Rav Mori le Ravina v'lo. You don't have one case at all, one precedent that the tofel is chomer mina ikar. And now we're turning to the Afmem Tesam and Aleph. Vare Meiser Sheni, in the case of Meiser Sheni, which is tafel, and yet it's chomer mina ikar. To who? The case of Maaseh Sheni, if it became tame. Nifda, you can be poded with kesef, even in Yerushalayim itself. And the kesef becomes kadosh, replacing the Maaseh Sheni. The peros of Maaseh Sheni now go out l'chulin. So again, we know that Maaseh Sheni, the Bialim have to bring the Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it in Yerushalayim, but if it's difficult, then they do a pigeon. He is, if he has massive amount of tvua, because Baruch Hashem, God bestowed upon him an amazing field and orchards and plantations, so he can be poed to the Maaseh Sheni, and the peros of Maaseh Sheni go l'chul, and he takes the money up to Yerushalayim. This is all in the Parsha of Re'eh, in Dvarim Yudalad v'chi yarbe mimcha adera ki lo suchal se'eso ki yirchak mimcha makom v'rasata v'kesev v'tzata kesev yadecha v'alachta ala makom v'sheyivcha Hashem. When he gets to Yerushalayim, he buys food and he eats the food b'kedusha b'tara. If, let's say, alternatively, he's not such a wealthy guy, he doesn't have such a massive volume of Maaseh Sheni, he brings his Maaseh Sheni to Yerushalayim, he cannot be poda his Maaseh Sheni Yerushalayim, unless is nitma. If the peros Maaseh Sheni contract tuma, then he's allowed to be poda the peros even in Yerushalayim. And this, the Gemara Bava Metzia Nun Gimel, derives from the pasuk ki lo suchal se'eso. Se'eso is a language of achila. And when the Torah says that you're allowed, you can take advantage of the opportunity to be podem Maaseh Sheni because you can't carry it. The word carrying, say so, means you can't eat it. And this, the Gemara derives from the Suda of Yosef Yechav. It says, Vayisa masas meyes ponav elokechem, that he gave them monos, he gave them food. So Maaseh Sheni shenitma podeu afiv Yerushalayim, because again, that's considered lo yuchal, lo suchal se'eso means lo suchal yochlo. And Maaseh Sheni that's tummy is also bachila, but it's nitan lepidjon. And in that sense, the fact that Maaseh Sheni in the case of nitma lends itself to pidjon, that's going to make it into a tafel. Why do I say it's a tafel? That we'll have to clarify in just a minute. But the ilu lakuach bekesef Maaseh Sheni, let's say I take the money of Maaseh Sheni, because he did do a pigeon outside of Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim he buys Maaseh Sheni, so to speak, meaning a substitute for Maaseh Sheni, because the kedusha of the Maaseh Sheni was transferred over to the kesef, and now from the kesef to the lakuach bekesef Maaseh Sheni is eino nifta. Even if it becomes tomei, it's not subject to pigeon. So here's the paradox. The original Paris of Maaseh Sheni, if he brings them to Yerushalayim, they become Tomei, then they do lend themselves to pigeon. But if he took advantage of the opportunity to do the pigeon outside of Yerushalayim, and now he buys with the money of Maaseh Sheni a foodstuff which becomes Tomei, then there's no pigeon. And how do we know this? Is a Mishnah in the third paragraph of Maaseh Sheni. Halakuach bekesef Maaseh Sheni shenitma yifteh, is Rabbi Yehuda Omer yikaver. If you use the kesef Maaseh Sheni to buy foodstuff in Yerushalayim, says Rabbi Yehuda, if that food contracts tuma, it doesn't lend itself to pigeon. You have no option from other than burying it. I'm not sure if that's a Doraisa halacha or a Drabanan halacha. We have to see. Now it comes out according to Rabbi Yehuda that Lakuach Bekesef Maaseh Sheni, which is Tafel, in the sense that its Kedusha comes from the original Maos of Maaseh Sheni, and yet it's more Chomer than Maaseh Sheni itself, which is the Ikar. So you see that there is a precedent to say that the Tafel could become more chomer than the original ikar, and that's why lakuach bekesef Maaseh Sheni according to Rabbi Yehuda is more chomer than the original peros Maaseh Sheni themselves. So the Gemara rejects that. Hasam there in the case of lakuach bekesef Maaseh Sheni, the reason why you cannot be poda it is not because of its chumra, but on the contrary, shelo alima kedushase lemitvas pidyone. For pigeon, you need a kedusha chamura, a kedusha chazaka, very stark kedusha, full-fledged kedusha, such that now that kedusha could be nitfas in the mouth of pigeon. That applies to my sasheni itself, the original, which has that chumra of alime kedusha, and therefore lends itself to pigeon. In the case of lakuach for my sasheni, it doesn't have the original kedusha. It doesn't have that strong kedusha, and therefore it doesn't lend itself to pigeon. So again, we're going to have to find another case if we want to reject Ravina, who maintains that lo matzinu tofel chamriniku, we're going to have to find another example of that. The example of lakuach b'kesav ma'isusheni is not a good one, because lakuach b'kesav ma'isusheni lends itself, excuse me, does not, if it came to me, does not lend itself to pigeon because of its light kedusha. Pigeon is only in a kedusha chazaka. So the Gemara asks, Veharet Mura. In the case of Tmura, there we find a precedent that the Tofel is more chomer than the Ikar. How so? De'ilu, if a person is magdish behemas chulin as kodshim, lo chayli al balmum kavua, if you have an animal that's a balmum kavua, a permanent mum, it's not a mum ha'over, and you are magdish it, there's no kedush saguf in that behema, unless it's a behemoth mima, which is roi la krov al gabi mizbeach. And therefore, if you makdish a behemoth balmum, the best, how shall I say, the maximum kedusha that you could possibly generate from this hakdosha is kedushas domim, which means that it's subject to pidyon. So that's as far as being magdish Abahema balas mum. Ve'ilu I chayla. What does that mean? Ve'ilu ihi chayla. She herself, in other words, this hamara of behemas kodshim, the behemas acheres is chal, even if the shnia is a balas mum kavua. So this is very strange. To be magdish a balas mum kavua, that's impossible as far as kedusha saguf is concerned, because that royal is bad. But if, let's say, you have a balas mum, again, mum means mum kavua, and you want to do hamara, tmura, you want to be meimir from kedusha's carbon onto this balas mum, that you could do. Now, tmura is a tofel. You know, it doesn't have the chumra of the original hegdesh, which is the ikar. And yet, paradoxically, you're able to do a tmura and generate kedushas karbon limizbeach on a balas mum. Why? Through a how? Through tmura. And yet, in the original formulation, to be magdish the animal per se directly, that you can't do if it's a balas mum kavua. So the Gemara answers, on the contrary, the reason why tmura is chal on a balas mum is not because of the chumra of this tofel, this tmura episode, but rather because tmur mikol kodshim kasi ve'ilu kodshim mikol chulin kasi. Tmura starts with the kol kedusha of the first animal that's completely kodesh l'mizbeach. That's a shtarka kedusha, and now we can be makfis that kedusha. We called it to clone that kedusha onto a behemoth balas mum kavua. But in the case of kodshim, he's trying to take a behemoth chulin and generate a kedushas mizbeach. How can he do so if this animal, insofar as the balas mum kavua, is not subject, doesn't lend itself to hakrov al gabi mizbeach, it's not royal mizbeach? So it's not that the tofel is chomer min ha'ikar. The tmura works on a balas mum is not because of the level of tmura as a tofel, but because tmura comes mikoach the chumas kedusha the behemah rishona, which is the ikar. So now the Gemara asks a whole different question on Ravina. Hare Pesach, in Korban Pesach, we're going to find a tofel that's chomer min ha'ikar. Why? Dehu, the Korban Pesach itself, eino ton smicha. There's no requirement of smicha with regard to shechita of Korban Pesach, because again, there's no element of kaparas chet over here. And not only that, the eino ton minchas nesachim. No, there's normally a korban is accompanied by nesachim, minchas nesachim, which is solus blue b'shemen lemincha yayin leniskal gavim zbeach. None of those nesachim of solus blue b'shemen or yayin lenisko are required with regard to a korban pesach. A korban pesach is brought in and of itself, and this is quite explicit in the Torah. And not only that, let's go on to again set up Korban Pesach as Tofel. Ve'eino ton tenuvas chazav eshok. Okay, that's a requirement in other Korbanos, like Shlomim, for example, but not in Korban Pesach. Ve'ilu moser diday. In other words, if let's say Korban Pesach got lost before the Shechita, and he brought a second Korban Pesach in itself, then he found the original Korban Pesach, the din in that Moser Korban Pesach, his ton smicho nesachim utnufas chazav eshok. It has the din of a Korban Shlomim with all the requirements of smicha nesachim and tnufas chazav eshok, even though Moser HaPesach is the tafel, because the original the original Korban, which again, in this case, he replaced it with a second, but that's the original carbon. That didn't require none of these requirements of smicha nesachim tenufas chazav. But now, oddly enough, the mosar does require smicha nesachim tenufas chazav, which is the tafel. So it comes out that the tafel is more chomer than the ikar. So Gemara answers, Pesach, if he was makir with the Pesach b'shar yemos hashana, it doesn't have a Shem Pesach, but rather a Shem Shlomim. And therefore, it's not considered a Tafel vis-a-vis Pesach. It's a totally different Karban vis-a-vis Pesach. So it's not an Indian of Tafel being Chomer Menayikar. It's a Karban Shlomim. And a Karban Shlomim requires Ton, Smichas, Nesachim, Tnufas, Chazav, Eshok. So at the end of the day, the Gemara is willing to accept the position that the source for ma'akeves, as far as the requirement of tzofon in Ola, is derived with the kal v'chomer from chatas, because chatas is considered the tofel, and Ola is considered the chomer, because, as Ravina pointed out, Ola is the source, is the av, from which we derive Chatos, and if Chatos Tzofon is Likuva, then how much more so in Ola is it Likuva? And the Gemara finally concludes by saying, Yiboy Seima, if you're going to ask me how do we know that Tzofon is Ma'akiv in Ola, I could offer you another possibility. Omer Kro, the Torah says in Chatos, Vishachatas Achatos B'makom HaOla, and the Torah could have said Vishachatas Achatos B'Tzofon. Why did the Torah go out of its way to say Bimkom HaOla? And the answer is to teach us the Bimkom HaTehe, that it must be in the Tzofon. These words Bimkom HaOla instead of B'Tzofon serve the role of Shina Olav HaKosuv Li'akev. And that's called in the language of the Gemara Bimkom Ha, meaning B'Tzofon Tehe. You have to do the Avodas Shechita and Avodas Kabbalah Sadam of Ola in Tzofon. And the repetition now tells me that Imasa below Tzofon Harezu Psula. Okay, Rabbi Yosef, so we'll stop here on the top. Let's say we finished the first third of Daf Mem Tesam and Alf Mirtz Hashem. And the next year we'll start with Osham Minolon Deboi Tzofon. We've discussed Chatos and Ola, we haven't discussed Osham.